The boxers have been given their instructions. The seconds are out. The crowd is ready for another edition of Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing with your presenter, the boxing historian, Greg Rashid.
I want to say Swati Cup to everyone out there, which means hello in Thai. And if you're new to the program, I'm based here in Bangkok, Thailand. And this is Greg Rashid, your presenter with another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. It comes to you at your convenience whenever you want to listen to it on various platforms on the internet. A lot of people listen on Facebook. Some people listen on YouTube on my channel, which I suggest everyone listen to. Nourished by History. That's my YouTube channel, Nourished by History. You can also hear the program on sportshistorynetwork.com. A lot of folks listen there. And a lot of folks listen every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Mountain Time on KUHSDenver.com, created by the one and only, the legendary Henry Archuleta. I'm so happy to be doing these shows. I'm happy so many people around the world are tuning into the program, especially on YouTube. But I want to say to you out there, I have almost 1,800 subscribers on my new YouTube channel, but only 98% of the people who listen to the program are not subscribers. So please subscribe to the program. Go to Nourished by History on YouTube. You're listening to it on there. Subscribe. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. And just please do that. Also, to keep the lights on so I can get a better mic too, if you want to, I would suggest you also go to my Patreon site and look for Nourished by History, then look for Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast and donate. Donate, you know, a dollar a month, whatever you can do to keep the show rolling, because so many people love it. Want to keep these lights on, keep everything functioning here. Also, you can go to buymeacoffee.com, look for Nourished by History and Shoulder Roll Boxing, virtualboxing.com. And just, you know, donate a dollar, whatever you can, to keep everything functioning here, because we want to put on the best shows possible on this program. And so I know there are some people who have never heard of the show and saying, what is this? I looked at the announcement, I looked at the ad online, but what is this? For you new folks, I'll explain this. We do What If Boxing on here. We use a program called Title Bout Boxing 2, a PC program, and we put various boxers in there. Imagine what would happen. What if Muhammad Ali fought Mike Tyson? What if Joe Louis fought Jack Johnson? Or what if Jack Dempsey fought Larry Holmes? We just put that in the program and we see what happens. And it's not, you know, it's just fun. It's nothing about accuracy. I could do these fights 1,000 times, put Joe Louis against Dempsey, and maybe 50-50 they will win. But you know, this is all about fun. And you, yes, you out there listening right now, you can be the promoter of a fight, as many people have done thus far with some of these shows. And today our promoter is the legendary, the one and only Al Red Sox fan. He is promoting this fight today, and this is a real what if that almost became a actual fight. And what I'm talking about is today we're going to have a middleweight fight between Rocky Graziano and Jake LaMotta, two of the all-time greats in the middleweight division. And they almost fought 1951. And they, you know, they didn't want to fight each other because they were great friends, both of them from the same area in New York City. And they didn't want to fight each other, but you know how money talks, and people thought it'd be a good idea. And what happened was, like, in 1951, Jake LaMotta won the championship. He was the middleweight champion of the world. He had beaten Marcel Cerdan, and they were going to have a rematch. But tragically, Cerdan died in a plane crashed and they needed a substitute. And they asked Graziano if he wanted to fight your buddy. And he said, I don't know. And finally the money, you know, looked nice and they decided that they would fight. So Graziano and LaMotta were going to fight each other in 1951. But what happened was, in training, Graziano broke his hand and he couldn't fight LaMotta. And what happened was that they had to get a substitute. But the thing was, they never fought. A lot of people thought that would have been a great match, even though that Graziano was kind of past his prime. But they would have filled up Madison Square Garden because that's where the fight was going to be held because of the local intrigue of the fight and them being best buddies and all that. But it never happened. But it's happening today on this program. Graziano versus LaMotta. We're going to have that 15-round scheduled fight. And that's our commentator today, because Shoulderell Steve, who usually commentates on these fights, he's on assignment. So we got Knockout Nigel from Britain. He's going to be commentating on these fights today. So let me know what you think of Knockout Nigel. But we're going to get to this fight right now. So sit back, get your favorite beverage. You know, just sit back and just let your imagination wander. And just imagine if Graziano fought LaMotta. So we're going to get to this fight right now. And by the way, you'll hear the commentator, Knockout Nigel, talking about points. And that's kind of let you know the power of the punches. You know, so he'll say something like, that was a 5-point punch, or that was a 3-point punch. So just sit back and relax as we get this 15-round fight going. Jake LaMotta versus Rocky Graziano on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. I'm your presenter, Greg Rasheed. Let's get this thing going now.
Cheers, boxing lovers from around the world. This is Knockout Nigel, here to present this evening's matchup between two local fan favorites, Rocky Graziano and Jake LaMotta, at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. These two chaps will be fighting to decide who will be the top dog in the middleweight division. We have a boisterous turnout of 16,000 at the center. This 15-rounder will be scored on the 5-point system. The judges are John Coyle, Frank Cappuccino, and Ace Macaluza. The man in charge of keeping everything clean in the ring is Zach Clayton. The promoter of this fight is Al Red Sox fan. Vicky LaMotta was asked to be the ring card girl, but her husband Jake immediately put a halt to that. Someone named Dougie Woogie made that suggestion. It is rumored that Jake took him into the alley and beat him up. Time to sit back and get your favorite beverage as the bell sounds for round one. I think I will have a little of the bubbly myself to satisfy my thirst. The boys meet in the center of the ring. LaMotta starts the fireworks early by landing a left hook to Graziano's jaw for 5 points that knocks him into the ropes. Graziano misses with a right uppercut as LaMotta moves in. Still on the ropes, Graziano lands a partially blocked right hook for 1 point. LaMotta misses with a combination. Graziano misses with a counter left cross. Graziano's corner is pleading with him to get off the ropes. LaMotta misses with a right uppercut. Graziano misses with a counter right uppercut. Finally, Graziano moves off the ropes and lands a 2-point left hook to the body. LaMotta only smiled at the punch. Graziano is moving about the ring, trying to establish position. The fighters are in ring center. LaMotta lands a 3-point combo that forces Graziano to clinch. Referee Clayton separates the fighters. LaMotta scores 5 points with a combo that knocks Graziano into the ropes again. LaMotta jumps on his man and lands another 5-point combination before the bell sounds to end round one. Graziano's corner is screaming at him as he sits down to stay off the ropes. There is a slight abrasion over Rocky's left eye. LaMotta is standing up. He didn't want to sit down between rounds. I think he senses he is going to have an easy night. As does the crowd. Graziano is probably the harder puncher, but LaMotta is the original absorbing man. He has never been down and has proven he will take 3 punches to get in his one. In the first round, Graziano could muster only 3 points, while LaMotta had 18. Let me take another sip of the bubbly as round two begins. LaMotta rushes out and is met with a 3-point left cross from Graziano. LaMotta only sneers at the punch. Bobbing and weaving, LaMotta avoids a right hook and lands a 3-point right hook of his own and a 3-point combination. Graziano shoves LaMotta into the ropes. Graziano steps in to land a left hook for 5 points flush on LaMotta's nose. Any other fighter would have went down after that punch, but LaMotta only smiled and winked at Rocky. LaMotta clinches. Out of the clinch, Graziano headbutts LaMotta. He receives a warning from the ref. The crowd is booing Graziano. LaMotta is weaving his hands, egging the crowd on. Even though Graziano was born only a few blocks from Barclays, this is a LaMotta crowd. Graziano misses with a right cross, then lands a 2-point left jab. LaMotta ducks a combo and lands a partially blocked right cross for 1 point. As the bell to end round two sounds, Graziano lands a 3-point left uppercut. Graziano walks back to his corner, shaking his head. I am sure he is wondering what will it take to shake up LaMotta. LaMotta has refused to sit down again. He is pacing in his corner like a raging bull. I would give that round to Graziano. The judges see it the same way as I, giving Graziano 18 points to 7 for LaMotta. But can Graziano keep LaMotta off him for the rest of this fight? We will see as I take a sip of bubbly to begin round 3. Graziano dances out to ring center and lands a 2-point left jab. LaMotta lands a 3-point left hook to the body and goes upstairs for a 2-point combo. Graziano misses with a right uppercut that has left him wide open. LaMotta takes advantage of the opening and scores a powerful left hook to the stomach for 5 points. Graziano let out a scream that could be heard throughout Barclays. Graziano clinches. Out of the break, Graziano lands a 2-point combination and 3-point right hook to the temple. LaMotta misses with a counter right cross, then scores with a 3-point left cross to the gut. Graziano clinches, just as the bell sounds to end the third round. LaMotta struts back to his corner and stands there, waiting for continue the damage. Graziano is on his stool. His cornermen are putting ice on his right side. Those LaMotta body shots are lethal. I gave that one to LaMotta. The judges scored it as well for LaMotta, giving him 15 points to 7. Round 3 points scored. Rocky Graziano, 7 Jake LaMotta, 15. Let me take a tiny taste of the bubbly as the fourth round opens. The fighters meet at ring center. LaMotta lands a 5-point right hook to the stomach that doubles over Graziano. Graziano immediately clinches. Out of the clinch, Graziano lands a 5-point straight right that would buckle the knees of most fighters. LaMotta can be heard at ringside saying, "Is that all you got?" LaMotta pushes Graziano into the neutral corner. He lands a 2-point left cross to the gut, followed by a 3-point left hook to the head. Graziano may be in trouble. His corner is screaming at him to get off the ropes. The crowd senses that LaMotta is about to devour his prey. LaMotta scores 5 points with a right hook to the head that buckled Graziano's knees. LaMotta throws a 3-point left hook to the gut. From my vantage point, it appears someone in Graziano's corner is about to throw in the towel. LaMotta lands a crushing left hook for 5 points to the stomach that sends Graziano to his knees. The crowd is screaming, knowing that Jake has got this one in the bag. Graziano uses the ropes to struggle to his feet at the count of 6. Referee Zach Clayton asks Graziano if he wants to continue. Graziano shakes his head in the affirmative. The fighters move to the center of the ring. Graziano misses a left hook. LaMotta ducks it and lands a counter left uppercut that sends Graziano's mouthpiece flying out of the ring. Graziano crashes backwards into the neutral corner. His head hit the bottom turnbuckle. The ref has not bothered to count as Graziano is knocked out. His corner is rushing in to revive him. LaMotta goes over to help them. They are old friends, and even though he was brutal to him during the bout, LaMotta has a lot of concern for his friend. Graziano is sitting on his stool. He looks up at LaMotta and smiles. He stands up and they embrace. The crowd gives these two warrior friends a tremendous ovation. The fight was brief, but they got their money's worth. The betting line was even for this one. I personally thought Graziano would win in a decision. At the time of 2:33 of round four, the winner by knockout is Jake LaMotta. This is my first fight that I have covered in the States. My 20-year career has been covering events in the squared circle across the pond. Your regular commentator, Shoulder Roll Steve, is on assignment. I hope you enjoyed my presentation. If you would like to be a promoter for a bout, just like Al Red Sox fan was today, please contact Greg Rashid on whatever platform you listen to this event. My name is Knockout Nigel, and it has been an honor to present this fight today. I am now returning you back to the Bangkok studio. Cheers.
Well, that was a quick one. It seems like we've been having a lot of quick fights on here lately, but hope you enjoyed that. Graziano loses to Jake LaMotta, and I actually think that would really happen like that, because even though Graziano had the reputation as far as being a deadly puncher, going up against LaMotta, man, who nobody knocked down. Nobody knocked him out. They did nothing. He was like a middleweight version of, if you know your boxing, if you listen to the program, you know boxing. Like George Chavallo, just like that. Never can knock these guys down, knock them out, couldn't do anything to them. But I think that's the way the fight would have went, more or less. But it would have been exciting. And I hope you enjoyed that fight today. I hope you enjoyed the commentating by Knockout Nigel. We're going to have him back on if you like Knockout Nigel. I kind of like him, but I like Shoulder Roll Steve too. But we'll alternate our commentators on here. Maybe have you commentate. But yeah, if you want to promote a fight, please get in contact with me and we'll put that fight on here. But we're going to get to a commercial right now and we'll be right back with the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. And I'm your presenter, Greg Rashid.
When you note the low prices of Clipper Craft clothes, you're apt to be puzzled. How do they do it, you'll say? Well, the solution's no mystery at all once you know the facts. What makes them great values is the Clipper Craft Plan, concentrating the buying power of 924 leading stores across the nation. Yes, remember that you buy these famous clothes at your local, favorite local store, where you're treated as a person, not just as another number on a sales check. These days, practically everything you buy costs more, but not so with Clipper Craft. You can select your fall Clippercraft suit at only $35 and $40, with a few special numbers at $43.75. Clippercraft topcoats and overcoats, too, are only $30 to $40. Sport jackets, but $24. Selling expensive clothes at inexpensive prices at the nation's finest independent stores is the great big idea behind the Clippercraft plan. That's why men who know insist on Clippercraft clothes. So be sure to visit the Clipper Craft store in your city.
The leading stores in the metropolitan area that bring you Clipper Craft clothes are Saks 34th, Broadway at 34th Street, Manhattan, Abraham and Strauss, Brooklyn, the Boulevard Men's Shop, Kresge, Newark, Newark, New Jersey, and the B&B Clothes Shop, 16408 Jamaica Avenue, Jamaica. These great, courteous, and friendly stores are proud to add their names to that of Clipper Craft in the label of your suit, topcoat, sports jacket, and overcoat.
Are you tired of trading blows and waking up with a sore jaw? Well, fear not, because we've got the solution for you. Introducing the Pillow Puncher 3000. Gone are the days of bruised egos and black eyes. With our revolutionary soft gloves, you can spar all day and still feel like you're sleeping on a cloud. Say goodbye to pain and hello to fluffy fun. Get your Pillow Puncher 3000 today and float like a butterfly, or, well, more like a feather. Order now, and we will include the bruise-free hand wraps.
All right, a new sponsor. Anyway, let me stop laughing here. Let me stop laughing. But I hope you enjoyed those commercials. And we're going to do something a little special here now. Because, you know, we talk about boxing on here, but we talk about other things as well. You know, I try to play music, but sometimes some countries don't hear the music. You know, YouTube in particular will ding me at times, but we're going to try to do something a little different here for now. And this is, I was trying to find an interview between Rocky Graciano and Jake LaMotta. Couldn't find it, but I did find this. And you can find anything in Thailand. I want you to know that. This is from a comedy album that Rocky Graciano did back in 1968. It's called Rocky Graciano as the Maharishi Yogurt. And it's corny. It is corny, but I thought you might want to check this out. So let's hear this, because Graciano and LaMotta, they both had acts, comedy acts, they sang also. You know, they were like big, if you only know them by, well, LaMotta by only the movie Raging Bull, and maybe some of you may know Graciano from the movie Somebody Up There Likes Me. You know, these were like well-known famous celebrities outside of boxing. So I'm going to play this right now. This is the new guru here, Rocky Graciano. So let's hear this on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Oh, honored and venerable High Lama, if only you knew how I've looked forward to this moment. I've waited most of my lifetime to be summoned to your inspiring presence.
Oh, fortunate you're here, my son. You arrived in India just in time for our famine festival.
And just to think that of all the gurus, you have selected me to be your successor.
I didn't really select you. I just didn't feel like fighting you for the title.
I'm sure I'll like it here. It's so beautiful, so calm. I feel that I've truly found my razor's edge.
Yes, my son. You'll find true peace here.
I sure hope so. Where I used to live, down on the Lower East Side, it was always fist, fist, fist. I was 27 years old before I found out I had fingers.
Tell me, how was your trip?
Exhausting. To reach you, I traveled thousands of miles. I crossed burning deserts, fought the treacherous streams, and then I had to scale this steep mountain. Because they're all stuck on the 18 crag. As a result, it has taken me months of climbing, inching my way upwards, day and night, night and day.
You are the one.
Only me beneath the moon and under the sun.
That's music to my ears, boy. But if you traveled alone, who's that carrying your trunk and shivering?
It's just my cold porter.
Compose yourself, my boy. Rest and meditate. Here in Shangaroo, you will find as years go by, your wisdom will increase in the performance of your new job.
While we're on the subject, just what does this job pay?
See? You've only been here 5 minutes and already you're getting smarter.
One question, Okeji-1. Why are you leaving Sanguri?
That's Shanguru, son, but you'll be here long enough to learn it. I'm leaving because they say I'm too old. True, my eyes aren't quite what they used to be, and I can't remember how Ann Margaret looks in the bikini from 1 minute to the next.
No disrespect intended, Exalted-1, but you must have gotten your first haircut with Samson.
Why do you say that?
Because you're still using a calendar from Delilah's barbershop.
Enough of this talk of age. Here in Shangaroo, time means nothing. You'll just have to get used to the slower pace of living. Even our mail deliveries take more time.
How much more?
Look what came from me yesterday. A postcard from Rudyard Kipling.
Interesting. He says he's toying with the idea of becoming a writer. It just occurred to me, High Lama. I imagine it gets pretty lonely way up here, waiting for mail. So tell me, have you ever been married?
Oh, yes, my son. But after only 4 months here, she fell apart.
She fell apart?
That's what I get for marrying a girl who was made by a Hong Kong tailor. Now, come with me, my son. There's so much I have to tell you. But first, we must meditate together in one of my favorite spots.
All right, which one?
Take your pick. We can stroll through Khyber Pass or sit on Fanny Hill.
Let's do both.
You want to do both?
Right. Let's make a pass at Fanny Hill.
Oh, that's good thinking.
Tell me, almighty one, with me taking over your job as High Lama, what's going to happen to you?
They're kicking me downstairs. And after my giving them the best centuries of my life...
And what will you be doing in your new job?
Well, thanks to my seniority, they're giving me a choice of two jobs. I can be the stick man in a fascination parlor, or I can fly point in a roto-rooter squadron. That one should help me get rid of my problems.
And away go troubles down the...
Yeah, I know that was corny. I know it, you know. But that was I just want to show you, you know, Rocky Graziano from 1968 album. He was a Maharishi, easy for me to say, Maharishi Yogurt. And back, I should explain something. Back at that time, this is when the Beatles met the Maharishi in India, and it was a hot thing, you know, yoga and. Meeting a guru, this was a very big thing back then. So a lot of comedians, like, you know, they would spoof that, and this was Graziano's version of doing that. So I hope you enjoyed that on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Hope you enjoyed that today. But as always, just want to thank everyone for tuning in. And before I go, I'm gonna play a song I have not played at all. I hope I don't get dinged, but if there's like 3 minutes of silence after I speak, you'll understand why. But I'm going to do this because I was just getting into this, actually walking the other day and started thinking about this song. And I'm going to play part one of it. I'm talking about the Madison. This is the Ray Bryant combo playing the Madison. So let's hear that on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Madison time, hit it. You're looking good, a big strong mind. When I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back with a big strong turn and back to the Madison. Hit top. You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back, double cross, come out of it with the rifle back. Hit tuck. Face it. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong M, erase it and back to the mat. Tea time. Hit it. big strong line. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong Cleveland box and back to the medicine. Hit it. Crazy. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong basketball with the Wilt Chamberlain hook. And back to the Madison. Hit it. And away we go. Now then, when I say hit it, Birdland, when I say stop. Hit it. How about a little stiff leg there? You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, come out of the Birdland, back to the Madison. Hit it. Crazy. When I say hit it, go two up and two back, double cross and freeze. Hit it. And hold it right there.
All right, a little Madison there from 1962, the Ray Bryant combo. And I know I'll probably get dinged for that. So there's 3 minutes there where you don't hear anything on this show, but maybe I won't get dinged. I hope not. But some of you may know that from the movie and also the Broadway play Hairspray. But I know that when I was growing up, I knew the Madison back in 62 when I was in elementary school, but that's another story. But anyway, we're going to get ready to get out of here now. And I've been thinking also, because like I say, we always talk about what's actually going on in the world of boxing. I've been thinking about the, and I brought it up a couple of weeks ago, the Francis Ngannou versus Anthony Joshua fight, which will be here if you're listening on March the 1st, or maybe, you know, it'll be in a couple of weeks. I was thinking that Ngannou would have a chance and actually knock out Joshua, but the more I think about this fight and watch some training and all this, I think Joshua is going to just beat down Ngannou, just expose him. I really think that. Joshua's a good fighter. He's on his game. You know, he's fast and he hits hard. This might be a short fight for Ngannou, but we'll see. What do you think about that? But anyway, we're going to get ready to get out of here now. Hope you enjoyed the fight today, the Graciano versus LaMotta fight. And also, hope you enjoyed the little fun thing I did with Graciano and also the Madison Time song there. But this is Greg Rashid, your presenter today. And as always, I say, go in love and go in peace. Help someone along the way. And always remember, when you get up in the morning, get up, look in that mirror, and hug yourself. And if you're sight impaired, get up, hug yourself, and say, I love myself. Say that to yourself. I love myself. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't help anyone. You can't love anyone. So love yourself and do what you can to make your community, wherever you are in this world, wherever you're listening, be it in Monaco, be it in Denver, Colorado, be it wherever you are, do something to bring positive vibrations to that community, because this is our sphere. We're all in this together. Enjoy life and do something to make some change, positive change in your community. But again, this is Greg Rashid, and we will see you next time on another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.